From one of the fastest growing economies to one of the fastest to fall in the pandemic, India's economy contracted 7.5% last quarter, 2.5 times worse than the U.S., and it's tracking towards 10% for the year, throwing about 100 million of India's 1.3 billion citizens back into poverty. The best of times, the worst of times for America's retailers, Black Friday doorbusters were a bust, but online shopping is booming, even on Thanksgiving Day. Software maker Adobe calculates e-commerce sales totaled almost $6 billion on the holiday, compared to just over $4 billion last year. Small lines reported at most physical stores on Black Friday morning. No need to bust the doors down, just walk on in, with your mask on. 51% of shoppers surveyed by Deloitte say they would avoid stores to avoid COVID. The same deals were online anyway. In fact, this is the start of an entire cyber week of sales, says Suzanne Cantra with Techlicious.
You can get 50%, even more percent off some fantastic products.
And Amazon will continue to launch new deals every 24 hours through the holidays.
You could also set a watch a deal alert on your mobile phone to make sure that you don't miss your favorite deal, and you could get it right when it launches.
But it may be a good idea to knock out your shopping sooner rather than later, with many expecting record online demand and shipping delays to follow. Liz McLaughlin, NBC News.
But what about Santa? Well, he's online too.
And because parents tell the jolly old elf all about their children beforehand, the visits are often more intimate than spending 30 seconds with Santa at the local mall.
I've really enjoyed those dance and practice moves that you've been doing for a TikTok.
And it's not a one-size-fits-all experience. Many online Santa services create custom visits based on children's special needs, languages, and ethnicities.
So you could choose a Black Santa. You can choose a signing Santa. You can choose a Spanish-speaking Santa.
NBC's Chris Pallone reporting. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.